This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're focusing on education this morning. That's right, education. The Rutherford County Schools Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction, Don Odom, is with us this morning. And, of course, schools are starting just around the corner. The first day of school for the county is Wednesday, August the 3rd. That's for 2 hours. And the first full day is on Monday, August the 8th. And those days are almost here. Summer has almost ended. Don, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mar.
Good to have you with us today. This is the time of the year that your job really gets exciting.
It is. This week we even begin training of teachers. We have our annual instructional conference, so we'll have around 1,100 teachers in this week.
How does Rutherford County compare to other school systems as far as size?
We're fifth or sixth largest in the state of Tennessee now. This year we should be very close to 39,000. In the last several years, even in the downturn, we grew about 800 students last year. So we finished in the 38,200-300 range. So this year it should be close to 39,000.
Have you ever put just added up the number for Rutherford County and Murfreesboro City and see how that compares to other counties?
Well, I think we would probably pass Hamilton County if we do that.
That's what I was curious. I was just curious. Yeah. I remember back 10, 15 years ago, somebody predicted that in the near future we would be larger than Hamilton County. And so you think we've made it?
I think we're very close to that. You know,
interesting.
Your largest school district, of course, is Memphis City, and then you got Metro, Shelby County, Knoxville, Hamilton County, and then comes along Rutherford County.
So we're right in there with the rest of them. Now.
True.
That has to present some special challenges for you.
It does. Of course, for us, it's been the building of schools, just keeping up with that number. If you grow 800 a year, and within the last 10 years, we've grown anywhere from about 1,700 to around 800. And of course, 800 is like another elementary school size. This year, we're not opening a new school. So we opened two middle schools last year, Whitworth Buchanan and Oakland Middle School, but not opening a new one this year. And the next one on our slate, of course, would be the Stewart's Creek High School.
Now, is that because of finances or because the growth hasn't happened?
Well, it's mainly finances. You kind of have to space it out a little bit too from that. So our next one, and we still have about 141 or two portable classrooms. So Rutherford County still has lots of students in portables.
I don't think that I can remember a time when we didn't have portable classrooms. I mean, when I was in elementary school, third grade, I was in a portable classroom. And yet people still talk about we need to get rid of them. Do you think that will ever happen?
You know, it's the goal of our board to try to replace as many as we can. We'd rather not, but it's one of those things of life and the cost and all that you almost have to do it. So I do not see it happening within the near future anyway.
Because my third grade goes back a long time.
True. And there's some portables that's been at some schools for a long time.
Wow. So that's part of part of the history of our community, I guess,
it is.
Too.
It really is.
So you see that happening, and you know, I think that lets you know portables are here to stay. And there's nothing really wrong with them.
No, it's not.
So what are some of the big challenges you're facing with the county schools this coming new school year?
Well, I think there's some new things. Of course, we're in our third year of the new high school requirements. Those students that entered under those new requirements of four math courses before they graduate, the three science courses, the two foreign languages, you know, all of that. They're juniors this year. The requirement that they have 23 credits to graduate. is up. So we're working hard on those students. I guess another thing that takes place this year is the new requirements that the end of course testing or the TCAP testing for 3 through 5 students, it'll be 20% of their final grade. And for your middle school and high school, their end of course tests are 25% of their final grade. We're putting in this year a parent portal where parents can go online and can check their students' grades. They can check attendance, other information like that. Take us a little while to get started up. It'll not be on the first day of school because we've got to train a lot of people and all to do that. So that's going to take place. But each year has its own challenges, I guess.
Are you going to monitor that parents' portal to see if it's being used?
We will. We can tell. It'll do counts for us and all. But I think it's one of the things that parents want to be more involved with their children. And I can tell you from all the studies out there, the more involvement that parents have with the education of their child, the better performance of that child.
No question.
So we recognize that.
And that's been one of the big problems in decades past, getting the parents involved. Maybe this generation that we're seeing today, which is obviously a very high-tech generation, maybe through technology, the parents portal, that may be the way to do it.
Well, I think it does make a difference. Again, where you would tend to lose people more was on the latter grades when you get middle school, high school, maybe not as much contact and all, but with the parent portal, with the ability to do that. Of course, we opened a new magnet school, you know, last year, Central Magnet. They'll be adding the 11th grade. So we're trying to build more relationships with parents all the time.
Are we going to see cyber PTA meetings?
Not sure about that yet. Oh, my. I still hope the parents come to the school and visit with us because we need that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. See where your child goes and get the feeling for yourself. Just walk down the hallway. You can't do that with a virtual tour.
Well, it's an investment in your child, and your child will remember it for the rest of their life. You're going to make a difference in their education, and you make relationships with the teachers where you can have that conversation for the needs of the child and what's involved. So, yeah, I really do encourage parents to come involved.
Don, let's go back and talk a little bit more about this new way that with the TCAP and all these scores that Tennessee is trying within maybe 1 or 2 years to jump up from the low end to the very top end of rankings in the United States. I know Governor Bredesen got this started a few years back. Does it look, how are we doing? Are we accomplishing that?
There was growth all over Tennessee this year in their TCAP scores. Of course, we had a one-year drop. Tennessee changed their testing program 2 years ago. We've now finished 2 years of that, and you had scores in 80 and 90th percentile or so, but it dropped all the way down to the 20th and 30th percentile within the state for that. Kind of recognized for the race to the top that probably the most difficult test in the nation is the Massachusetts test, and some of the people in the know now say that Tennessee may actually have the second most difficult test in the nation now. So they are not they're difficult tests. They're students that achieve on this test are really beginning to prove themselves.
Now, what is this going to do? Is it going to make Tennessee students better equipped to enter college, or what's the purpose?
Well, I think so, and I think it's recognized as, you know, in 2014-15, the new national core standards start. And so Tennessee, this is kind of the interim period before the national core. And I'll be kind of glad to see the national core because it means if a student moves from one state to another state, well, also you can have state-by-state comparisons where you have not had that in student performance before. So I think it's a really good move for the nation as a whole and education as a whole for us to kind of begin to look at some of the common things that we think students need to know and prepare for future life and growth and compare internationally better, too. So I think the Common Core coming up, but Tennessee's current standards also begin to address those quite well.
So as we're comparing states to states, we're seeing that Tennessee is right up there as far as difficulty of test, right up there with Massachusetts.
But not with the scores yet.
Not with the scores, just
right.
The test.
Right.
Okay. The test is hard, but the students haven't learned the answers yet.
Right. Very tough.
How does especially Rutherford County, rank with other school systems in Tennessee?
We rank very well. And, of course, you measure so many different things. You have end-of-course tests. You have your TCAP tests, which cover four subjects in elementary. But Rutherford County is recognized as one of the top-performing districts in the state, and we work very hard at that, thanks to our teachers and our administrators, and, again, our parent involvement. Value-added scores are big. We have very big value-added scores. I think last year we had 14 of our schools that were in the top 10% of the state in a value-added score in one or more subjects. You know, so our performance, we pay a lot of attention to it all the time.
Now, we've had a lot of people ask this, and I'm sure it may have come up in your office maybe once. And that is, whenever I announce when schools begin, the first day of school is Wednesday, August 3rd, which is 2 hours, a two-hour school day. And the first full day is Monday, August the 8th. People always say, well, isn't that a lot earlier than before? I remember going to school, and it opened up after Labor Day, and don't kids go to school longer? You've never heard that question, have you?
Oh, a few times.
Oh, you have? Okay.
You know, Tennessee has a requirement of 180-day school year. And you can kind of divide that up almost any way that you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start when you want to. And what we have found that our parents, because we tried to modify the calendar for a while, you know, it was at Cedar Grove and some places in Smyrna and all. Our parents kind of gravitated back to a more traditional calendar, but one of the differences is that we have now built in the week's break in fall, which is in October. They still get the traditional Christmas break, and then also your spring break. And parents kind of like this better maybe than the two-week period off, you know, because that begins to run your time. If you're not very careful, you're either going to be starting in July or you're going to find yourself going into June. And so this seems to be a median that has worked pretty well for us by the three breaks during the year.
And so parents can take vacations at what would have been impossible times in the past.
That is true. They've done a lot of studies in that, the year-round school people and all. And actually, when parents, it used to be years ago that people kind of took a two-week vacation in the summer. People do not do that anymore much. You know, it's weekends or it's a week or something like that. They actually found that families with the three breaks during the year, families actually spend more times together in vacations where you space it out rather than one long summer period. You know, so that's maybe a change in our culture, but that's what's happening now.
And I would imagine it would enable them to save some money, too. You'd be off-season, that's right.
True.
So these are things that people are asking. How does this compare to other southern states? Because all of this is based on agriculture. And, I mean, that's why we had the old system, so kids could be off to work the farms.
You know, the 180-day school year is fairly common across the nation. There's a few 175 days, but pretty much that's traditional. Foreign countries, you know, it gets much higher than that. It can go up to 200 days and all that you see. But the types of calendars really varies a lot, even with the districts, not totally by state and all. True, the agrarian calendar did run that a lot of times, and our long summers off, and that's not nearly the factor that it once was. One of the things that we've kind of found, if you're going to take 2 weeks breaks at those times during the year, then there's some student loss in learning there too. So if you're going to do that, you really have to build in intervention time for students and students that may be struggling to come back and do that and all. And some districts are doing that and doing it quite successfully. But we as a school system react a lot to what parents desire and what you want for your child. And right now, kind of the combination of those three periods during the year seems to be the most popular in Rutherford County.
I know one of your challenges, and you might want to address this, is to try to keep your calendar as similar to the Murfreesboro City School systems as you can. And the reason being so obvious that sometimes parents have children in both systems, and if the times for vacations are different, it makes it a little rough on the family.
Well, we actually share information with each other, so you'll find, I think, the 11-12 calendar is fairly close together in that. And you're correct, between us and Murfreesboro City, you know, you're looking at 46,000, 47,000 students. So That's a lot of people in Rutherford County. So we do try to get it closer together than we used to.
One of the other issues that's very much in the news these days is, changing of the number of classes. Where do you stop? You stop at fifth grade, sixth grade, to move into the next level. And campus school, for some reason, has not been having too many people in the sixth grade. Can't figure that one out. But last year they just had a handful, and right. You're thinking about dropping the sixth grade now for campus school.
Correct. Our board did vote the other night to change it with the 12-13 school year to go to a K-5, which Rutherford County, the board several superintendents ago actually, decided upon a K-5, 6-8, and 9-12 format. One of the things that at campus school, I guess with the sixth grade, why the numbers may be dropping is a parent that was entering their child in the sixth grade at campus school, they were beginning to choose to go to sixth grade at one of our middle schools simply because they joined that cohort of students. So athletic-wise, course offerings-wise, the algebras, the geometry, the things that you can offer where you have 700 or 800 students, maybe, or 900 in one of our middle schools, it's more difficult when you're offering it to 40 people or 30 people. So our resources and expenditures there just make sense, plus it's a greater offering for the students. So we were finding the magnet school open. Some of those went to the magnet school that would have been staying at campus. So it become more difficult. We discussed this with MTSU and all before we did, because they are a player, obviously, in this. So that decision was made last week, actually, with the board.
We're talking today about the Rutherford County Schools. Our phone number is 893-1450, and we're about to enter the segment where we open up the phone lines. If you have any questions with school just a little over a week away, you may want to give us a call. 893-1450 is the number, 893-1450. Don Odom is with us. Don is the Rutherford County School Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. And he is really busy this time of the year, getting all the teachers ready to go back to the classroom. Special meetings going on. If you have any questions, give us a call. If you've just moved here from somewhere else and you have questions or have a comment or an observation, call us. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated.
We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
There's several things I enjoy about this time of the year, one of them being baseball, and of course the smell of newly mowed grass. This time of the year also brings the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's Grill. If you haven't had Paleo's Ancelotta Caprese Salad, you have missed one of the joys of summer. Now just picture this, some slices of thick Tennessee-grown tomatoes, and then delicious mozzarella cheese. And top that off with delicious basil, grown fresh right there in the garden outside Paleo's. I guarantee you, once you try the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's, you'll come back and enjoy it again and again. So let the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's Grill be another one of those special ingredients of summer. Paleo's Grill, 730 Northwest Broad, diagonally across from Haynes Lumber Company. I'll see you at Paleo's.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
If your oil is leaking and your brakes are squeaking, call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Service you can trust. On Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest service, fair prices.
Good morning. We're still seeing some traffic out there along Interstate 24, whether you're headed eastbound or westbound out of the Murfreesboro area, so be careful on this Monday morning. Commute Murfreesboro Road, where you're going to find your heaviest traffic through Smyrna and Laverne. Points of access to the interstate beginning to even out. Still seeing some backup and delay. Memorial Boulevard at Broad Street. Learn to fly with the best. Nashville Flight Training will help make that dream a reality. Call Nashville Flight Training 615-366-9192 or go online nashvilleflighttraining.com. I'm Charlie Sonny, and that's WGNS Traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for today. Mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 73 for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Fallhuber. Right now, 77.
Hello, this is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard near the South Rutherford Boulevard. There's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
If you're a hunter, listen closely. We're here at the Co-op Farm and Home Center talking with Mike. What's happening?
We're having our Hunter's Night Out, and we're going to have registration at the door for a bow tournament. You probably need to be here around 4 o'clock. It doesn't cost anything. Everything's free.
That's Saturday night, August 6th from 5 until 9 at the Co-op Farm and Home Center.
Best one air wins.
And if you have any questions about Hunter's Night, check with Mike at the Co-op Farm and Home Center. That's Saturday night, August 6th from 5 until 9.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated. We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
We're back again. We're focusing on education in Rutherford County. 893-1450 is our phone number. 893-1450. If you have a question dealing with the schools, Rutherford County Schools, call us. 893-1450. That line is open right now. The first day of school is Wednesday, August the 3rd. Wednesday, August 3rd, that's 2 hours. And the first full day is Monday, August the 8th. Don Odom is with us this morning. He's the Rutherford County School Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. Why would you go to school for 2 hours? Can you accomplish anything in 2 hours?
That is technically one of the registration days. It is one of the 180 days, so it is important that people come. Very often what we do at that day, parents get a chance to meet the child's teacher for that year. You kind of get a walk through the building. If you have anything on the lunch program applications, anything that you would like to do there, it allows you to kind of work through those things. And then a few days, look at any needs list or supplies that you might have. Then it gives you a few days to pick those up or anything that you might need to do. But it's usually a productive day for people to kind of meet. And the kids are usually ready to come back at this time of year. But it gives you a chance to kind of look things over and see what you might need to go ahead before the next week, because on Monday you start full time all day.
Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Don Odom. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Evelyn Hicks, and I'm a retired Rutherford County teacher. And I worked for Don Odom at David Urey Elementary School for many years, probably 15 or more. And I just want to say how lucky Rutherford County Schools are to have him working for them.
Thank you, Ms. Hicks. She did teach for me and taught at David Urey School in Smyrna. Great teacher, great person. She's actually, even after she retired, came back and filled in for people, which was very fortunate for the boys and girls that got an opportunity to be with Ms. Hicks.
Ms. Hicks, let me ask you this. How do you think, is there a way that the schools could be made even better? Not just Rutherford County, but just schools in general, with your years of experience.
I think parent support, exactly what he's talking about, getting more parents involved and supporting education, supporting the teacher, and supporting what they're trying to do with the kids. There's all these negative comments about teachers and public education, that's how you're going to educate your general public. And the public is going to have to support public education.
Let me ask you this, because you have been there on the battlefield, so to speak, and it seems that in recent years, the mood has changed from the feeling of, when you get notice that your child has done something wrong at school. Back when I was growing up, I would get in trouble not only at school but with my parents, and I would not want to do that. But now it seems almost that the parents come to the school and defend their child and point the finger of blame at the teachers. Is that an honest, is that the way it is? Is that what's happening nowadays?
Well, there's some parents that support the teacher and want what's best for their child, but that is, it seems that that's our nationwide problem. We want to put the blame on someone else. And that's what seems like happens a lot of times. You're right.
And until we can correct that, we're going to continue to have problems, probably.
Right. Well, thank you. I just wanted to say how lucky Rutherford County is that Don Odom is still working for them. And I know he makes everybody work hard, but that's what they should be doing.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling. Have a great day. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. 893-1450. And perhaps you are just moving into the area from some other place. I know that number is down from previous years, but it's still up compared to other counties.
It is. I would suggest to the listeners that the Rutherford County Schools website is really an information resource for parents. You can now even check bus zone lines, put in your address, kind of see what buses that you ride. You can go in and look at supply lists that you might do, graduation requirements, calendars, and all are there. So again, with the age that we're in now, the website is just a great resource for parents to pick up a lot of information that they want. I wonder about this. Check that website first.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Don Odom. How are you this morning?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes. I'd like to know why they took the kids out of Kittrell School from the sixth grade. Mm-hmm. As big of a school as that is, and they had enough room out there to build the school. Instead, they go and build one over at Oakland.
Okay. We'll find out. Thank you for calling. Why did you move the sixth grade from Kittrell and switch it over to Oakland?
Our board looked at this very hard. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Rutherford County kind of adopted a K-5, 6-8 program a few years ago. And again, one of it was course offerings and the demands for that student. For example, at Kittrell, you really can't offer a band program. You have students that are really interested in music and band. But you go to one of our middle schools, which they typically run somewhere between 750 to some of them are over 900, almost 1,000. But you have band programs. You have the full athletics at Kittrell, and I actually began my career at Kittrell. So, I mean, I'm very attached to those people and very well. But, you know, we offered basketball. But you go now and you get a look at the middle school. Not every child can play basketball. Some play football. Some play soccer. Some play tennis or some other area. So you offer more things to the students, and we're actually involving more students in things that would hold them in school. Plus, again, the opportunities for additional academics. Like I said, the geometry. We do some career and technical education in the middle schools that we could not do when we were doing just at Kittrell. It's just a matter of staffing, and really and truthfully, a lot of it is economics. And then also numbers. While Kittrell was not oversized, we did have others that were having difficult. Las Casas was one of those that was phased out with that had portables, so it's allowed them to get rid of their portables now within that amount. Buchanan had a large number of portables, and so by opening the Whitworth Buchanan Middle School, that allowed those students to get out of portables too and have these additional opportunities. So I know it's some connection. You tend to lose that basketball team that was at Kittrell and Las Casas and Buchanan. But with that, we do pick up other opportunities for the students.
Now, you mentioned, for example, that certain schools were not large enough to have a band or a football team and what have you. It seems almost that when you think of the different schools here in Rutherford County, and I'm not going to mention any mm-hmm. names, but if you think, you'll say, oh, that school, that's the school that's really known for arts and music. Oh, that's a school that is great with football or basketball or math or what. Is that on purpose, or does that just happen?
It kind of happens pretty much. You'll have a very dynamic teacher that will come in sometime, which is true for your high school course. It may be your thespian group. It may be a group that's the marching band that's really good. And then that synergy develops among the students and all, and they just kind of get known for that. Our schools pretty much offer most of the same opportunities, especially with our high schools and middle schools now. For whatever reason, I guess, in some schools it seems that they do, just like you say, are well known for a particular academic area or other co-curricular area that they might have.
Now, let's look a little closer at your area of focus right now, which is curriculum and instruction. This is basically what the kids are learning, what's being taught. Are there any big changes that are happening right now, and are there any changes you see ahead on the horizon?
This year was, Tennessee is on a cycle for adopting textbooks, so this year's a new mathematics textbook, which is one of those that goes from the, you know, kindergarten really all the way through high school now. The old textbooks that we had really were not aligned to the new standards and the new requirements. Tennessee moved a lot of many high school standards down to the middle grades. That's why you saw that drop. Component geometry, algebra are now components of middle school. It doesn't wait until you get to high school algebra anymore. So
does it make more sense now?
Well, in a way, interestingly enough, though, one of the reasons I was talking about Tennessee's tests are difficult, we've been told by people from the State Department that when the national core comes in, that actually 50% of Tennessee's math in eighth grade may go back to the high school level, which means probably in a somewhat of a knee-jerk reaction to Tennessee's standards maybe not being tough enough, we may have actually gone a little bit the other way too far. So I think that national core is going to help us to balance this out. But parents will notice that. You know how you used to sit down and help your child do math at night and that homework? You'll find all of a sudden that, my goodness, I didn't study this until two or three grades later. You know,
and I didn't grasp it then.
I think parents will associate with that very well now.
Now, with technology the way it is today, and there's no secret, today's youngsters, even in kindergarten, are really involved in computers, and they are very comfortable with technology. Is this increasing the knowledge of math and things of this, you know, things like that?
Well, I think it's certainly more opportunities, and for students who may be struggling a little, it provides those opportunities. You know, the researchers are telling us that the children of today, brains are programmed somewhat different. Instead of the back lobe of our brain, it's more to the frontal lobe. And that's why your child now, when they begin to pick up and you can't run the remote or program your VCR at home, you know, you can take a child sometimes 4 and 5 years old or six, and it's just a natural to them. So they have grown up with this, and they do not see any difference in it. So, yes, it's not any problem at all for our students to take advantage of these opportunities that's online. And it provides immediate feedback, whereas a teacher used to give an assignment, they may have to go home and grade it that night and all. But we do a lot of remediation and also advanced work for students by putting them on the computer, and they get immediate feedback from that. So that's a positive move.
About 15, maybe 20 years ago, there was a trend in teachers had to be almost entertainers. And this was because that generation of students were really involved in watching television and games, the electronic games, what have you. And so for the teachers to get their message across, they had to compete with TV. Is that more so today than it was then?
It is. That really hasn't changed, and it's tied to our attention spans.
Uh-huh.
And it's because of the electronic age that we're in. As a culture, our attention spans are shorter, and so it means that teachers very often now must change activities. And, of course, part of that's age-related. You know, so certainly when you're at your kindergarten, first grade level, about every 15 minutes or so, you've got to start looking at a different approach, presented a different way because of that attention span. But that's a real challenge for teachers to hold that attention span, and they really have to vary the type of instruction that they do. And that's one of the reasons we have the big instructional conference again this week for about 1,100. We'll be going over different techniques. Some people internationally, nationally, that are in this. We bring them into Rutherford County. Others are our own teachers this year, which have shown success with their students in prior years, and we're giving other teachers an opportunity to listen to them and see what they're doing to try to share.
That's an interesting statement you just made. As a grandparent, you look at students, at your grandchildren, say, and they don't have a real long attention span, and you think, I wonder if they have attention deficit disorder, because that was the big thing, you know, 20 or so years ago. But you're saying the whole population, the whole youth, are getting shorter attention spans.
That's true. And, you know, not all of us have ADD or ADHD, hyperactivity component of that. But in general, I think you can make that statement very safely to say that our attention spans are shorter. And it's a little bit more difficult, and we need more hands-on activity for students to do, which is always a very good way. Career and Technical Education does that. We spent some time last year training all of our fourth and fifth grade teachers across the county on a geometry hands-on approach, because we noticed that was one of the lower areas in the elementary grades. We actually saw in fifth grade a 14% increase this year in those math scores. By beginning to target, we pay attention to the data. We look at where our students are scoring, look at deficit areas, and then we come back. That's one thing the instruction department does, go back and then start addressing that with additional training and support for our teachers.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather and be back and continue the conversation. 893-1450. Don Odom is with us this morning. Don is the Rutherford County Schools Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. Our number is 893-1450. We'll be right back.
If you have an iPhone or use an Android, we have an app for both. WGNS AM and FM is everywhere you need us to be, on air and on demand.
You've been putting off buying a new car. Now the old one just barely makes it. For over 20 years, I've been going to the Ford dealer here in town. They've recently sold, but the same sales staff that I've grown to depend on for those 20-plus years, along with the service department and even the collision team, they're all still there. And with their grand opening, the savings on a new Ford make this the time to trade in that clunker. That's Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service, on Broad Street, across from Advance Auto.
Franklin Raff here. Every dollar we spend is a vote for the kind of country we want our children to live in. So when you need painting done, hire Michaels. Residential and commercial, no job too big or small, Michaels' quality and brushmanship is without parallel. And he keeps his pricing competitive without hiring a single illegal immigrant, ever. Call Michaels Painting for a free estimate in English. 615-542-1891.
Weather Eye.
Showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for today. Mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 73 for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, 77.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
My name's Norman Bates.
Overnight turns to UFOs, the unknown.
Coast to Coast AM on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And you'd be welcome to spend the night.
Hey, welcome back. Dial quickly, just a few minutes left in the program. 893-1450 is the number. And Don Odom is with us today from the Rutherford County Schools. He's the Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. And if you have not heard, hopefully if you have a child, You've heard this. The first day of school is Wednesday, Wednesday, August 3rd. Oh, that's just around the corner.
It is.
Almost here. Will the school buses be running that day?
They will. They will run that day, take them to school and bring them home. But if you as a parent would like to go and meet the teacher yourself, you're certainly welcome that day. And a lot of parents do choose that. I forgot to mention something else. Mm-hmm. A few minutes ago when we were on the parent topic again, our director, Harry Gill, is desiring to involve parents more. And if we notice what's happening in some other places, so we're going to have something, some parent academies this fall. We're actually working on the topics and the things that we'll cover. We solicit your input of things that you would like to cover. James Evans is our community relations person, is kind of heading this up along with people in the instruction department in other areas. So that'll be offered several places around the county this fall at schools, not only from the PTO standpoint involvement, but with these parent academies to come in and kind of share with you what your child is studying and some of the challenges that they face this next year. So I think that's going to be a great opportunity for Rutherford County schools. I think parents will enjoy this.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity, but the more parental involvement, obviously, the better it's going to be for everyone.
Correct. And you know, the students of today, to be competitive in the global economy that we have and for scholarships and all, we're presenting them with materials, again, like I said a few minutes ago, that we often did not study two or three years later or even sometimes in college. The expectations for the student today is just so much higher from everybody. And so we all have to get on board. I think our students are certainly capable of learning this and handling this. But we need supports along the way, and that's one of the things that, about getting the parents and everybody involved in it.
One thing that parents, just as we were talking, this ran through my mind, is that it's that time from birth to about age 4 or 5 that really determines what that child is going to do in school. How much are they going to try? How quickly can they learn? And so those early years before they get to school, that's going to determine how successful they'll be. And I guess it also sort of determines how involved the parents are going to be.
That's true. And, you know, Barth, those studies have not changed for several generations now. That was recognized many years ago and continues, that a significant part of a child's intelligence actually develops by 4 or 5, as you said. And so it's the type of stimulus, the challenges that they have. We have to be very careful that we just do not set our children in front of the TV and watch something each day like that, but we let our children become involved in learning. And there's lots of good resources out there. Our Line Ball Library that has time for children to go in and they read to them, involved with that, the love of books and reading. All of that goes into developing that preschool child to be ready to start to school and compete with everyone else.
So if we as a whole community would go that way even more, that's going to make the students, the product of our Rutherford County schools and Murfreesboro City schools, make them a whole lot better.
That's true, and it's so tough on parents today. I mean, with the economy, and it's kind of morphed into a situation where we have both parents are working, so they struggle with that. I know, and so it's more difficult than maybe it used to be when you had more stay-at-home moms. But again, there's still opportunities out there and things that you can do when the child gets home. Give them some time. Give them your attention. It's not always what you do with students or young children like that, is that they want time with their parents. Mm-hmm. And that time is very important to them. It's part of that maturation and development that helps that child be prepared for the rest of life.
Well, it goes back to a statement you made earlier about the parents taking short vacations.
Right.
And with the 3 times throughout the school year, this enables more parent time with their children.
It does. And you know, vacations and trips are great learning opportunities if you'll bring the geography into it. Sometimes if you'll tell them where we're going, this is what we're going to see. It's kind of like a teacher taking a field trip. You prepare the students before they go about what you're going to be looking for, what we hope to see. You take the trip, and then you come back and you, what we might say, debrief. We talk, now what did we see? What did we learn about this? What did we learn that we did not know before that's new to us? And how will this help us or do something for us? So all of those things parents can build in when they take those trips, whether it's a weekend trip or a vacation trip, again, to help the child notice the things that you want them to see as part of the learning environment.
Don, we have just a few minutes left before the program ends, but before we leave this morning, are there any areas that you'd like to reiterate or anything that we've neglected to cover this morning?
Well, you have people in Rutherford County Schools that are really dedicated to the boys and girls of Rutherford County. Teachers having a special challenge this year. You know, the legislature, 35% of their evaluations tied to value-added gains on the student. Value-added means taking a student wherever they are and helping them to grow from that point, and that becomes value-added gains. We have challenges with, we have the third largest ESL population in the state. So we have challenges certainly dealing with students with special needs and students that are coming into Rutherford County. So all of those require a lot of focus and time for that. But Rutherford County, again, has done quite well with that over the years. But it's because of the teachers in the classroom, the administrators we have in the building, and again, a central office that cares about children and cares about that learning and is willing to make the changes when we need to.
Don, thank you very much for joining us today. Don Odom, our guest this morning, Rutherford County Schools Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. And let me mention this, too, because this is relatively new. On all of our programs like this one, Truman Jones, the Action Line, the Rutherford Issues, those are now podcast on our website. So if there's something you heard and wanted to hear it again, or if you missed the program or something of that sort, you can listen to it any time you wish. Go to our website, WGNSradio.com, and click under podcast. That's going to be true with the sports events coming up this coming fall, too, on WGNS. Again, Don, thank you for joining us. Remember, the first day of school for Rutherford County School is Wednesday, August the 3rd. That's 2 hours, a two-hour day, Wednesday, August 3rd. The first full day of class, Monday, August the 8th. And parents, let's do some work with those kids and give them some good parental time. Don, have a great day.
Thank you.